We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As the Warriors look to prove everybody wrong, we'll bring you every three.
Hands off Curry, takes another three. It's up and good! He's got 62!
Every dunk.
Jam! Oh, by Oubre! He caught it right at the restricted area and slammed it home with a left hand.
And every can't-miss moment.
Ball thrown into Looney. Hand off Damian Lee. Poe goes into a three. It's up and good! Damian Lee hit it!
There's only one place to hear every single Warriors game. 95.7 The Game.
Hi, this is Damon Bruce from Damon Ratto and Kolsky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM, HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's Friday is off to a great start, and we got a great show for you today. So much to get into. Ton of stuff, quite frankly. And we're going to start with the Warriors game tonight at Charlotte. At the Chase Center. There it is. 45 seconds into the show before I commit a blunder.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Okay, good start. Good start. Just kidding.
Steinmetz in the fourth quarter throws it away. Opening possession,
that's
turnover.
Right.
So the Warriors will start on defense. That's my Tim Roy for you, Goo.
And then, they don't have the
four
next
cries.
Possession now either. last Saturday was maybe the low point of the Warriors season. They lost to Charlotte in Charlotte. Draymond Green commits the two technical fouls with 9 seconds to go. Here's just one aspect of tonight's game, Guru, I picked out, and there's a lot of them. Warriors win that game tonight. They're insured to finish the first half over 500. They're 18-15 right now. They win. They go to 19-15 with 3 games left before the first half's over. And I think all things considered, you have to take that. Even though you get tonight, then you're playing with house money for the 3 games against the Lakers, Phoenix, and Portland.
Yeah, you are. And to me, guys, it's symbolic. This game represents a game just not even 7 days ago, 6 days ago, that you should have had, Dan Dibley, in my 44 bet. That's not gone out the window. But if this team is going to get hot, you got to take care of business. Forget the 3 in a row. You got to take care of business against a team you're better than. They're better than the Hornets. And I just expect them to kick some ass tonight. I really do.
Whoa. And take names or just
take
just
names
ass?
Too. Yeah, okay. Names on the
normally,
back of the jersey, yeah.
You know, normally like chewing bubble gum and waving bye-bye, night-night, those go hand-in-hand as well. Yeah. Certain things go hand-in-hand. Normally, if you're going to kick ass, it's good if you take names as well. Steiny, I think going forward, it's no longer they lost in Charlotte, but it's he lost in Charlotte. That way we can continue to memorialize exactly what took place on a otherwise cloudless afternoon in Charlotte, North Carolina, because he's taking ownership. So let's just make sure we keep that affixed to Draymond. And that said, he comes out with his hair on fire. Not that he ever doesn't, by the way, but maybe a little extra edge tonight. Maybe, dare I say, diving for loose balls and doing whatever he can to change the optics of what took place in North Carolina.
Yeah, and that's going to be fun because he's already mentioned it 2 or 3 times since then that he owes his teammates kind of get back on this game tonight. I will say this, and not to be coming down Guru's road early, because I
have
plenty of time to do
come
that.
Strong.
I'm ready. I want to battle.
Know, Guru's saying they're better than Charlotte. I expect to kick ass tonight. Charlotte just went into Phoenix and beat the Phoenix Suns, who are better They're better than the Golden State Warriors. So I think you need to be a little bit careful about thinking that they can just come in here and hammer the Hornets. I mean, this is a team that's got talent.
Yeah, but I'll say this. I've been up all night watching Cobra Kai. Oh, my God. I feel like a sensei.
What's that about?
But Karate Kid, the spinoff from the Karate Kid movie. So they got a series started. You got to get on it. With Ralph Macchio and the rest of the gang. Cobra Kai. It's on Netflix. Yeah, check it out.
The guy from, like, the Way Back in Happy Days, Ralph Macchiato, or what's his name?
Yeah, Carmel Macchiato is what his name is. That's his
Mr.
nickname.
Mr. Miyagi. Ralph Macchio. Yeah, he ain't in
Did
it
you
yet.
Ever, Guru, before we go any further, otherwise a two-man show.
And I'm McCartney loving that shirt, Dibs.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. We'll do a little McCartney, Michael Jackson, say if we need to. Steiny, have you ever seen the movie The Karate Kid?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm
so overrated.
I mean,
I did see. What's the other movie with that?
No, we're not talking about
disappoint
the other movie.
Me.
Yeah, we're not talking about the other movie. We're talking about Cobra Kai. So, Goo, if you want to continue with your Cobra Kai analogy, I'm here for you.
And what I was saying is the Warriors are the Hornets' sensei. And if you watch the NBA on any given night, I'm not going any given Sunday, I stole it, but any given night, somebody in the league, a good team, cannot bring it half-assed and get upset. And that's what happened in Phoenix. But, Steiny, again, I'm going with the Lakers are sitting there wounded. You got them coming up. Portland, they're wounded. You get this, Dibs?
Oh, boy.
And we got next week? And add these two with Portland and L.A. Boy, by the time I see y'all on Monday, this is what I was talking about. The bridge to success.
To Arizona. Yeah. Shout out Public Enemy Chuck D. By the time we get to Arizona. And
nice.
That, if you're stacking them, Goo, then all of a sudden you have what you were talking about, go on a run, quote unquote. But to Steiny's point about this team and this season and in our league, there aren't too many nights where any team can look at the opponent and say, you're about to get smacked. And when you're a Warrior team that, by the way, hasn't won three straight, and I don't want to keep rubbing everyone's nose in that, because if they win tonight and that comes home to roost, fine, I'll face the music on Monday. But until you can really establish that, you can't have the attitude that you're going to smack anyone.
Hey, Goo, ask me if I've seen The Karate Kid again.
Steiny, you seen The Karate Kid?
I have seen The Karate Kid. The one from 2010.
Oh, God.
With Jackie Chan and the young kid, the young black kid, hit the pike.
You're talking about Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith.
That's correct. Smith. He found himself in China as essentially a fish out of water.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's called The Karate?
I'm with you, but it was the bootleg Karate Kid. I'm going KFC, the original.
It shouldn't have been called Karate Kid because they taught Kung Fu in that movie.
Right. Yeah. Help us
it's
out.
Called The Kung Fu Adolescent. Actually, it was the working title, but not quite as catchy.
That's like saying
you watched The Longest Yard and shout out, Bill Romanowski and Adam Sandler, but if that's the only Longest Yard you've seen, you didn't see The Longest Yard. Yeah. So anyway.
The only reason I saw it was I was on a plane, so that's the reason. But I actually did find it somewhat enjoyable.
A man of nuance.
That kid had a tough upbringing. He was in a strange place, and he made it work for himself. And it's a tale of picking yourself up by the bootstraps. Tonight we're going to get a matchup between Wiseman and Ball, which we didn't see Saturday night in Charlotte. Let me ask you this, Goo. If you're James Wiseman, you got a little spring in your step tonight?
No doubt. You got a spring in your step because he'll never tell anybody, but I'll go in the mind of the young rookie. There's a Rookie of the Year scoreboard, and if he does some damage and balls out with fellow Ball who didn't ball last Saturday – I mean, man, this thing could be Rookie of the Year. It could be closer than any of us think. And I know it's about the team. But, to ask your question, Dibs, I'm ready to go if I'm Wiseman. I feel 25 coming tonight from Wiseman.
25 what?
Combined minutes,
P-O-I-N-T-S.
Rebounds, and blown defensive assignments?
Points.
Okay. Would you mind, and I know you're running hot, but I hope it wouldn't have come across as offensive if I took the under on 25 James Wiseman points.
Oh. I'm right here. Collar record it.
Mm-hmm. And really, there's only one rookie in this game probably capable of doing that, and that's LaMelo Ball. Goo, you see LaMelo Ball's numbers?
Impressive.
He's averaging 15, 6, and 6. He's the youngest player in basketball history to ever average those kind of numbers.
But I will say this, Donnie.
There are no buts.
No
buts.
No, it is. B-U-T-T. B-U-T. He's getting those garbage points at the rim. He's getting those garbage points at the rim now. Wiseman. James Wiseman. He's getting the alley-oops, the put-back rebounds. So what I'm saying, Dibs, is now he's averaging basically 12 points without it being his bread and butter Kevin Garnett-like. So just because he's 7-1 and he's getting the rebounds, if he does that, along with hit the one, the plays that are called for him, that's easy 20 points or 18 points, 15 to 20. I envision that on the horizon for him.
He doesn't have bread and butter yet. You go to a good Italian restaurant and you get that half a loaf and you get the butter pads that are on ice. You need to take a couple out to let them thaw out a little bit. He doesn't have that. Right now he's a couple of saltines and some margarine. But it's okay because he's not even 20 yet. So his garbage points, his, you know, quote unquote bread and butter. If he gets to 25, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they win tonight. If he gets you 25,
yeah, and he's got a better chance tonight to get 25 because you guys have obviously heard the big news. No Cody Zeller tonight for Charlotte. So there's one less big body in there, a real savvy veteran type of player. So. Who knows what's going to happen with James Wiseman tonight, but I am, again, as always, looking forward to tonight's Warriors game. They're fun, and we'll see what happens. And we'll see. There's two things we got to see. One is how Draymond's going to play tonight, but then also what we really have to see is what kind of line will Kyle Madsen lay out there for Draymond Green and Kyle's mad props today. Yeah. I think Draymond Green's got to be the theme, or at least the big number today, and that's going to be very, very interesting to see where that number is. They're going to be a little higher than normal.
I won't compare Game 7 when Draymond came back for Game 7 in the finals because that was kind of, you know, the world was looking at him and he hurt his team. He came back and balled. They didn't win. Stoddy, I don't even think this is even on that radar in regard to what Draymond we're going to get. This ain't even a bleep. He's going to ball out, Dibs, because like I said, it's not win, lose and you go home. I just think we're going to get Dre. He can Jedi mind trick this. Like, okay, I tricked it all Saturday. I've already had two games that you saw me ball. I expect good Draymond tonight.
Yeah, focus Draymond. And, you know, a lot of times when you see any of us, when you make a terrible mistake or if you act a fool or you embarrass yourself, there's usually a couple of week buffer where it's, man, I gotta clean that up. I can't let X happen again. And I'll let all of you out there listening fill in your own blanks for you because none of us is perfect. But Draymond knows what he did. He made it right with his teammates immediately. He apologized to the fans and organization, and now he turns the page. But for the next couple of weeks, you're going to get really good best behavior, Draymond. But eventually, as time goes on, Steiny, yeah, all of us go back to that same sort of behavior that caused us to act the fool in the first place.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about the rookies in the NBA and you're thinking Wiseman and LaMelo Ball, who's playing well, and even Anthony Edwards coming around, and you're worried that, maybe James Wiseman wasn't the pick. Tell you what I'm going to do for you, Warrior fans. I'm going to give you some great, great news on the other side about James Wiseman and why you should be sky high about the Warriors rookie. That's what's coming up on the other side. Let's get it going. Let's get it started. Let's go on 95.7 The Game. There are no buts. No buts.
No, it is. B-U-T-T.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, we got Kevon Looney joining us today, everybody. And that'll be between noon and 1 o'clock. Kevon Looney, Warriors starting center, will join us between 12 and 1, and that's after the Warriors shoot-around today at the Chase Center. So Kevon Looney between 12 and 1 today. Warriors playing the Charlotte Hornets tonight at the Chase Center. Tip-off 7 o'clock. And as always, 90 minutes before every game, you can hear JD and Covey with the pregame. Tonight, of course, they'll be joined by Jim Barnett, as they are for all the home games. And we're going to talk about Wiseman in a sec. But here's one little part of tonight's game that may be getting lost on some people that I think is going to make it just a touch more difficult for the Warriors. You could make a case that this is really kind of the middle of an 8-game road trip for the Golden State Warriors. Because if you think about it, Wednesday they were where? They were in Indiana. So they were New York, Indiana. Now they fly home. They're playing in Oakland. Some people don't. They're playing in San Francisco tonight, and then they got to hit the road again and play L.A. on Sunday. So it's a brief stop back in the Bay Area, but it's about a good 12, 14 days of good travel. So the Warriors didn't really have a lot of time, Dibs, to get settled in back here in the Bay. Nothing insurmountable, but just a factor.
Right, but just to be home as opposed to being sequestered on the road, because it's not even like, you know, a typical road trip. If you're the Currys, for example, and you saw you're going to have two off days in New York, you might fly the family out. You might bring Aisha and the three for a little early spring break and enjoy a couple days in New York City as a family, but you didn't get to do that. You were locked in a hotel room. So I think the recharge for all these guys, not only the ones who are fathers, but partners, or if you're, you know, just to see family, to be home, to be in your own bed, that is huge. I think it's bigger than it normally would be. Normally I'd be right there with you, Steiny. Yeah, it's kind of like a stopover on a long road trip, but I think the emotional recharge in this COVID-19 time, I think it's worth more just being home.
Yeah, and you'll never know, Steiny, when the game's over, regardless of what happens. That's the beauty of watching it. I mean, all we can judge is the play. We'll never know if it's the frequent flyer miles, you know. Was one team traveling too much? Did they get in too late? All that stuff. So I expect the Warriors to go out. They're better than the Charlotte Hornets, and I think we'll see that tonight. We better see it.
Well, you can say they're better, but I took a look at the standings, Goo, and I see the Charlotte Hornets in first place. They're in first place in the Southeast Division in the Eastern Conference. Give them their props.
Wow. Oh, no. I like watching Charlotte. I've watched more Hornet games this year than when they had Grandma Ma, Zoe Morton, Kendall Gill, Dibs back in the day.
Yeah.
Dale
wow.
Curry. I used to play with them on Lakers and Celtics. But, Steiny, I get your point. They're a young and upcoming team, but they stole one from you last Saturday. That's why I think they're going to get hammered tonight.
There would
they
be no charges for
the notion of the
no
Southeast division of the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
I remember the old days of the Atlantic, and it just
nice.
The divisions. And I know
can
that
you name
if you
them
win
all
your division, if you win your division, you get an automatic top three seed, which I think is even more cockamamie.
Man.
Because if you could have had me guess 15 teams, Steiny, on who's leading the Southeast, and I don't know if.
Oh, that's a dogfight, though. That's it'd be hard.
That's the point. Is that you know. You what? Charlotte is 16 and 14, 15 and 17. You got all these teams that are just so mediocre. It just cracked me up to hear, you know, do you hang a banner for winning the Southeast Division?
Yes,
probably.
If you're Charlotte, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
You absolutely do.
I know
I
would.
You know what's interesting is there's so much going on with the Warriors. Usually when tonight's game takes place, the major theme is Curry playing against Charlotte. The game will be broadcast back in Charlotte. Trouble brewing for the Hornets because Steph always wants to put on a show. But tonight there's a lot of different angles. Draymond, I think, is taking center stage after his blunder last Saturday. I don't think you can watch this game without thinking about Wiseman and LaMelo Ball. And then thirdly, I tell you what, I want to see if Oubre can continue his stretch of real nice basketball. And you know, I'm going to take this time to say I think Oubre's really, really come around. Not that anybody couldn't notice that, but, you know, the more and more Oubre contributes, the more and more I think he muddies his future here with the Golden State Warriors because they're going to want to re-sign him, but it's going to be really, really tricky.
And really expensive and really
yes.
taxing. And it would take Kelly Oubre to buy into what's going on here, Goo, and to step back and say, you know what? I may be the sixth man, depending on what happens with the Warriors' various draft picks. Can Andre Iguodala give him a call and say, Kelly, it's Andre. Yeah, I don't know if you saw what I did for Golden State and how that worked out. And you know he'll borrow from Brian in Palo Alto because Andre's a devout listener of this program. But if Kelly Oubre could take that, quote, ego blow, you're still going to play 30 minutes a night. And you're going to probably be in our finishing lineup. But if you're Kelly Oubre, Goo, and I offer you comparable money, but you're going to have to come off the bench, what do you say, KO?
I'm out of here. And the thing that Steiny, Guru, and Dibs love about me and the fact that I'm a maverick and I beat to my own drum and I play with what deems to be a mixture of swag and something else is cool. That's something else, but I don't even have a name for it. He's going somewhere to get paid, Steiny. He's going somewhere to start. And I'm going to say this. I'll knock on Kelly's door right now today if I knew where he lived and hand him a white envelope. And in the envelope it would read, "You are the second most important player on this team outside of Draymond Green. You got Steph one, and Draymond can't be the answer. I'm putting Oubre before Wiggins. Y'all can give me that Wiggins playing good defense and this and that. I'm watching this season, and I'm watching the game, Steiny and Dibs, and I'm ready to say Kelly Oubre, moving forward especially, is the second most important player outside of Draymond Green.
As I love he goes, my own words going. Coming back. I mean, it sounds even better than the way you say it. It sounds almost exactly standing like I said it four weeks ago.
That.
But we're all sharing this. We're sharing the rock here on Steiny, Guru, and Dibs. It all comes around and goes around. I steal from Steiny all the time, but it does sound good coming back that way. And that's what happens when you steal from Steiny.
Ricky Henderson, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do it on purpose, Dibs, yeah.
No, Guru, I'm stealing your picks because you're scalding. You're super white hot. Guru's lock du jour, the lock of the day at 118. What are you, 10-3 or 11-3? Where's the Kyle, 11-3?
Not 5, not 6, not 7.
Somebody on IG, a fan, goes, Daryl, not the Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Daryl the Lock Johnson. I jumped off my chair like that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You get the might start calling the Lock Johnson. Yeah.
What do you think, Steiny? Start calling him the Lock.
Not
Steiny Lock and Dibs.
Let's finish out the month. Right. Finish out the month.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
What did Harvey Keitel say in Pulp Fiction?
Let's start blanking each other's blank.
Was Harvey great in that flick? Oh my gosh!
I thought he was great in Pulp. If you thought he was great in Pulp Fiction, you should see him in Bad Lieutenant. You ever see that movie?
No,
it's a laugh riot. That one.
Now I don't make fun of you. I don't make fun of you right now. Like you would have me.
Yeah, but
I don't
that's not a movie. Natural move. That's not an American, like Friday. That's a, you know
and
what I mean?
And it's
that's
not like Karate Kid either. Bad Lieutenant is a dark tale of a cop gone so wrong.
Don't ruin it, right?
S&M goo and violence and police brutality and sexual proclivities. We were talking about a plucky young kid who moved to the Valley who learned a kung fu move and he won the All Valley title. Not some lieutenant who starts, I mean, wow, that movie. Anyway,
I like to think it's the greatest title for a movie of all time because nothing is more apropos. Keitel was a bad lieutenant.
I got it on the
and when I mean bad, I don't mean good.
He's a competitor.
He was more than that. He was a sick dude in that movie, but a wonderful role. Kyle,
I hate it. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
I was just wondering if Guru now drives a Cadillac.
Not bad.
Good.
That is the New York Post. This dude really should be working for the New York. That is great stuff.
Yeah.
You guys get it, right? You get it? Cadillac.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Man, I'm glad you slowed it down for me, though, because things are moving pretty fast here.
I'm different.
Yeah.
James Wiseman, I want you to take a listen to what his coach said yesterday. This was on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. And I'm going to set this up this way. I'm sure a lot of Warrior fans don't have any reservations about Wiseman, but if you're out there and you have a reservation or two about James Wiseman, let me alleviate your worry. Take a listen to Steve Kerr yesterday on Damon Ratto and Kolsky.
No, you should be excited. You should be excited. He is going to score at a big level when he's ready to play 30, 35 minutes. And, you know, last night I think he fouled out in 18 minutes. So, you know, he's not ready yet for a heavy minutes load for a number of reasons, but the number one reason is he's 19 and he's just a kid. But he's so mature, he's so poised, he's learning daily, and he's so gifted. that, yes, when he's developed, whenever that is, I don't even want to put a timetable on it. When this thing comes to fruition, it's going to be exciting.
See, now, I'd be on cloud nine if I heard that. But I'm watching my man, the Goo Dibs, while Kerr's saying that. And as soon as Kerr said, I don't know when, he can't play heavy minutes, I could almost envision Goo saying, I don't like that.
Wow.
Two crides for that?
I'll give you a solid two.
Okay.
I thought you kind of oversold the noise a little bit, but I think otherwise you were pitch perfect. What struck me, Goo, and it speaks to what Steve said at the second half of the quote, was he casually mentions, you know, he fouled out in 18 minutes. He fouled out in 18 minutes. That's hard to do. And, you know, you look at other players who never foul out. Yeah, they might get calls or whatnot, but he just doesn't have the ability right now to be out on the floor in our league at that stretch just yet. But we don't know when it'll come to fruition. He's like Bitcoin. Don't really understand it.
I'm familiar.
It could be worth a bunch. Yeah. I mean, is it worth a ton? We don't yet know. Can you cash it in? How do you spend it? James Wiseman, he's Bitcoin.
I'll tell you this. We're all excited, and I echo his Kerr sentiments. But, again, that was just one game, Steiny and Dibs, where he fouled out. My point is the win, the where and the why. For the Warriors' standpoint, you need it to come sooner than later, Steiny. Are we talking next year? That'll be fine. Are we talking at the end of this year? What I'm saying, Dibs, is you got to pay the price for him to get that lesson. And if the price is maybe you drop a few games in the regular season but don't fall out the playoffs, because to me, Steiny, I ain't watched too many games to where we got on the mic the next morning after a Warrior game and said they lost because of Wiseman. So I'm not telling Kerr how to coach, but I want some of the formula to be Wiseman, the growing pains, we can watch him, not hide him from those experiences, because the team will be to that next level sooner than later if he takes on those assignments. You can't hide him from them.
Right. One thing about the NBA that kind of sucks is when a guy gets six fouls, he can't play anymore.
No, got you.
So he fouled out of the game. He might have been able to play 30 had he not fouled out of the game. I do not think Wiseman's minutes are a sliver of an issue for the Golden State Warriors. I really don't. I think he'll play as much as he can play when he helps the team. And as for him fouling out in 18 minutes, I'll say this, Dibs.
I wasn't mad.
If you foul out in 18 minutes and you're 19 years old, I like it. But if you foul out with 18 minutes when he's 22 years old, now we got a little bit of a problem. So, like,
I would
much rather, yeah, and I'm not saying you weren't, give me the aggression and the tone down rather than somebody who's laconic, and then you must rev him up.
Beautiful use of laconic, and thank you for that. It's one of those words, seven-letter words, Goo. I'm a huge seven-letter word guy. Haven't used it enough. That's where I will steal from Steiny. Not that he owns that word, but he's brought it to the forefront.
I ain't heard it in a while either, dude.
Well, yeah, laconic is perfect. Lazy has a mean sort of reputation, but laconic is more lethargic without the sleepiness. But of the six, you only want to have him with one, maybe two cheapies. You want him to earn his fouls. I made it to B-League Guru as a recreational basketball player, and when I made it to the B-League, I was a max effort guy, and I guarantee you I was committing my four fouls, and they all were going to be felt. I never would I issue a cheapie. Were some of them borderline maybe a bit filthy? Well, that's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But I would want to see Wiseman go out there and not have those cheapies.
Let me give you this, you two, this one. If the Warriors, which I really believe, I firmly believe they're making the playoffs, let's say they go out in the first round, they lose in six to whoever. If James Wiseman at that juncture, Steiny and Dibs, is not finishing that game, forget starting, but finishing, then do we dare say he didn't maximize his first year in the league, or the team – It didn't come together at the same time? Or are we sitting here starting fresh with Klay Thompson and Wiseman and waiting to see him take assignments that we haven't even given him? I think it'll be better.
I would hope, Goo, that you're not going to put that kind of pressure on Wiseman. I got to come back to dibs. Three college games the guy has played. This will not even be a full season. He had no training camp. He had no summer league. He's 20. If James Wiseman is not finishing games in the playoffs,
that's in June. Well, we're in March. We're about to be.
I mean, that to me, I'll be honest with you. If you hold that against him, you're being unfair to the kid. Completely unfair to the kid. If that's kind of how, and I'm not saying you are, but if that's how you're setting it up, that's not right. I don't think that's fair to Wiseman.
No, and I think Goo, though, to your point, is I want to see him finishing games though by the end of the season. That doesn't mean every game, every time. That just means sometimes he's going to be in that finishing lineup when the stakes are high. Because when you get in the playoffs and it's nut busting time and things slow down and it's vets versus vets, it's okay if he's not finishing those games right away. But let's get to the point where he's a part of the mix. Right now, when you foul out in 18 minutes, you're not playing with enough control to where you can be impactful and you can be in there. And that's really where the learning curve comes for James Wiseman. It's on the defensive end. And I would bet of those six fouls, Steiny, I would bet all six of them came on the defensive end. He's not even committing the moving screen foul or the player control foul because I'm going too hard to the cup. You know, I bet you they're all on the defensive end, which means that's where he's got the biggest learning curve.
I do think it's a fair question to ask at 888-957-9570. Kind of short-term and long-term. Take the game tonight. You know LaMelo Ball's in the ball game, and that's got to impact Wiseman. So what do you want to see out of Wiseman tonight, knowing that he's got a little extra incentive that is undeniable? And then secondly, you know, what do you want to see from Wiseman by the end of the year? Is there anything tangible you want to see from Wiseman? A certain number of minutes you want him to hit? Do you want him to be playing in crunch time of a playoff game? How are you going to judge Wiseman's success? 888-957-9570. Here's what I would say, and it's not going to be easily apparent. I feel like when I'm watching James Wiseman play right now, and it's no fault of his, he's playing. That's all he's doing. He's playing. He's getting adjusted. He's trying to figure it out. What can he do? What can he do? How does he have to play? He's learning all these things. I'd like to see him by the end of the year start figuring out some things that he has to do that help the Warriors win games. In other words, he's not just playing to see, hey, can I get my little 8-footer off in the low post? Hey, can I knock down my threes when they give me enough space? I'd like to see him just kind of make it a little less about himself and more about what we have to do as the Warriors team. But I'm saying this, and that's not easy to do for a rookie who has no idea where he fits in the league yet. But to me, that would be a nice step.
And that comes with experience and the comfort zone of being out there. Because can you imagine, Goo, if you're 19 and you get taken number two and now you're playing alongside Steph and Draymond and, you know, you got Clay over there on the sideline and Steve Kerr, and you watch through your high school years this team become a juggernaut, a dynasty. When he was 14 years old, the Warriors won their first title, or maybe 13 years old. You're playing alongside these guys? That's not something you get over with two trips up and down the floor. You know, that's plus the comfort zone of playing against grown men. And I was thinking about you the other day, Goo, thinking about when you play at 24 Hour and then you see the young gun come in, you know, kid fresh out of high school who's 18 and he's better than all of you. But for some reason, he's not winning games and he's not getting all the shots off because he's not used to playing against grown men and that level of, you know, the grown man strength and all that other stuff. So there's so many learning curves that he's going through just by the fact that he's 19 and 11 months old.
All good stuff, Stani. And again, I wasn't trying to be unfair, and I've come to the conclusion I'm so excited and high on Wiseman. There's nothing that can happen the rest of this season to where that would change. Stani, my greater point was I feel like, and I'm not telling Kerr and the Warriors how to coach. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying
it's a responsibility on both parties to help them get to that juncture that you and I talk about. So sometimes with that, you got to take some lumps. The teams may take some lumps, but you got to feed him those, you got, you know, not kibbles and bits, but dribbles and bits a bit more because of where you drafted him, what he means for the present and future. And I just don't think you can hide him because he's only 20.
Are they hiding him? Are they hiding him?
No, they're going to give him more.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with the way the Warriors have used Wiseman so far?
You know what, Stoney? I got a little problem. Okay. I got a little problem. Because he's getting labeled, or you guys are, and I'm not saying they're wrong. They're studying the film, but it's to the degree already this guy's missed 11 games that he's a liability to where he can't finish the games. I thought that was swift. I thought that decision was too quick, and it may have helped the team, but I don't think it helped Wiseman. I could be wrong, but we'll watch and we'll see.
It's a classic two scoreboards, and Kerr is trying to manage two things at once. He's trying to nurture and build and develop a 19-year-old rookie while also winning games, even though he's not chasing wins. And I'm not implying, Mr. Kerr, that you are, because no one would ever want that other than all of us fans who want you to win every game. But he's doing a masterful job of the two scoreboards, Goo, to borrow from you, because Wiseman's getting some minutes, he's getting some experience, and he's playing well. And by the way, you have a chance to guarantee a winning first half with a win tonight. So Kerr's doing great.
I agree, and I would say this. How about this, Goo? He missed 11 games, all right?
Yep.
He came back, and he scored 14 points in 16 minutes in his first game back.
Yep.
And 11 points in 18 minutes during his second game back. I would say he's already better than he was before he got hurt, and that might have just happened from watching games and learning. By the way, Goo, you're going to love this. You're just going to love this. I haven't heard this. It's from the text line, and it gets back to Guru's lock of the day. And if you haven't been paying attention, Guru has been giving out winners for the last 2 weeks. He's 10-3. He'll go 11-3 with tonight's win, and there's no doubt about that. The 650 is calling you Daryl the Loch Ness Monster. You like that?
Pretty good.
I like the Lock Johnson playing off the rock, but hey, I appreciate it.
But the Loch Ness Monster is a mythical creature. Yeah. It is bigger. It captures the imagination of people. Yeah. Goo. I like
big into dinosaurs and stuff like that.
It's not a dinosaur technically because it's a good swimmer.
Yeah, we don't know what it is. We just don't know. But I'm with you on Dwayne the Lock Johnson.
Yeah,
that's Daryl the Lock Johnson. It's really good. And hopefully the good people in our social media department can put together some graphication of Guru.
We got a Dwayne squad. We got some talented people in that department.
They're too talented, and I'm trying to bury them releasing the 1 year anniversary footage of the disgrace and chase today. Which every time I look at that imagery, I look like a giant blueberry. So it's just a good reminder.
So you
of how
were heavier? What, 10 pounds heavy? Dude, I give you more credit. Too. 25. And low too. Lowe's lost some. Both of you guys were beach balls a little bit.
Yeah, he's a handful. He's a handful in the post.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
I saw you.
It's Steiner.
I don't. I would never. I thought they both looked wonderful, even in that footage. But that's right. A year ago today, much simpler time.
We were in the room, the dugout, the bullpen watching it, Stoney. Remember that?
Yeah.
You and Bonte and Kyle.
And if you want, we can revisit you want to talk about the Loch Ness Monster. I had a lock on that game that that proved to be correct. All right, 888-957-9570. What do you want to see out of James Wiseman, short-term, long-term? James Wiseman, do you feel like he's on track whatever that is. You like the way the Warriors are using him. We also got a ton of stuff to get into today. David West talking about the glory days in 17 and 18 and really talking about Steph Curry and getting inside what was going on there. I want to get into that. We got Russell Wilson news. We got a ton going on, and we'll be right back on the other side to discuss it all.
Time now for the Exergen temperature check. It's 56 degrees and sunny in Union City. The Yoon!
Now, back to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Dan Dibley's Lock Parlay. Do we have a, we probably do have a name for that. Parlay all the time? Is that what it is, Dibs?
I think that's what we're going with so far.
But coming in unsolicited, and maybe now I'll even solicit him, we've got some just nicknames for Daryl the Guru Johnson just starting to roll in on the text line at 888-957-9570. 650 saying, Steinie, call him Butter because he's on a roll.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That sounds like Mark Jones from ESPN. He would say something like that.
510 says, start calling Goo the Burglar because he is picking locks.
That's good. Nice. Very good.
Little E40.
The 510 saying, lock, stock, and two smoking Darryls. Taking
really
a page
good.
Out of that book. And then
clever, man.
Daryl Lockson. Okay. Okay, and then a non-related one from the 510, a touch mean-spirited, it feels like to me. The disgrace at Chase wasn't a game. It's actually what set off the sports pandemic. That's not very hard. That's from Oreo. The Oreo.
Diz, I'm laughing at something else, not that.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's.
Whoa.
Oreo came correct. That was the athletic equivalent of someone eating a bat. Basically.
Oh, man.
Now, no, always, it was. I've seen
Cooper
some of the footage.
Ozzy
yeah.
Osbourne.
Yeah, I was going more to Wuhan, but just seeing some of the footage was just awful. God.
Yeah, it was a tough watch, but I'm smelling rematch and I'm smelling different outcome.
They tried to sell the sponsorship for the footage to a masonry. There were so many bricks thrown.
Oh, wow, nice.
Not bad.
All right, Dibs?
Not bad.
No.
Maybe you can find a quarry that needs some PR.
Totally.
Something like that. We have yet to find an open for this, so I do it myself. This is where we give away winners. Yeah. Everybody gives away winners. Guru does later in the show, Dibs now, and here we go. My Dibs likes to parlay all the time, parlay all the time, parlay all the time.
Yeah.
My Dibs likes to parlay all the time, parlay all the time, parlay all the time. Twice, Dibs, that's all I like. Okay,
I like it. And you get out before he climbs the ladder and Eddie gets into his falsetto and his one-and-done musical career. Premier League, gentlemen, tomorrow, Saturday action. It's a Chalktoberfest. We're liking the favorites and also one underdog, a four-teamer, basically 5-1 odds. We're taking Manchester City, top of the table. They've been unbelievable. Tottenham looking to right the ship and continue rolling through the Prem. The Wolverhampton Wolves at +125, and then Liverpool, the defending champs, who have struggled at times, but all in favorable spots. It's a four-teamer. A little Saturday morning action for your wake and take, gentlemen.
Not bad. Not bad.
Love that.
You wake and take these four teams and then, have some tea and crumpets and if everything goes right. A little 5-1, good. It's nothing crazy.
I love it. I've written it down, baby.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And the beauty about parlays is if you go 1-for-3 on a parlay, you're still going to turn a profit. You don't have to, be better than 50% because you're getting 2.5-1 return at least, depending on the number of teams.
Right. Okay. That's Dibs, I'm not a great. I need to understand.
I
more
sent
about
you the
gambling.
Instructions a year. Yeah. Remember, Snoddy? Yeah. You came close. Remember, you was like, "Ooh."
Oh no, I got on Bovada. I'm out of money now. I just
the guy that doesn't know it's payday.
I still got about 270 in there, and I mean $2.70. I have a feeling that's just going to sit there for eternity.
Basically. Yikes. Yeah. Like I said to you in the green room, Goo, I know it's not a payday Friday, but it is at 118 with Guru's Lock of the Day. So.
Yes, good call. Antonio, what's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, you know, LaMelo Ball is my second favorite player in this past draft, and Wiseman was third, so I actually wanted LaMelo a little bit more. But I'm cool with Wiseman. I mean, he's shooting 43% from three. I mean, for a rookie center, I mean, that's good for a 10-year vet center. Right. A rookie, that's pretty damn good. But what I want to see him do better is shooting free throws. He's at 63 right now. You know, if he can get somewhere in the 80s, I would really like that. You know, man, he can run the floor really good. You know, 7'6 wingspan, he's a specimen. You know, LaMelo Ball's playing good. But I
think he's a higher Antonio. Antonio, you're burying the lead. Who was your favorite rookie coming out?
Danny Avdija.
Okay, the guy from the Wizards.
Yep, so
he's starting to make some noise. All right, thanks, Antonio. Appreciate it. I thought he was going to have Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
Who's in the Rookie of the Year race.
He'll be playing for a new coach here soon, huh, Halliburton? I think it's going to happen at the break. Walton's out of there. They're in the, I love you, Luke, but it ain't working. Yeah. Check out Sac Twitter when you can. I know.
Well, my sources are saying the Sacramento Kings, and by my sources, I mean John Dickinson, close.
What do you got?
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Apparently Vivek Ranadive has no interest in paying two coaches right now.
Oh,
one,
that's crazy.
To make Luke go away, and two, for the next coach who's going to be fired in 17 months. So,
you know the old adage, if you're paying two coaches, you've got no coach. You know, that's just like the old, hey, you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterback. And it's a shame what's happened in Sacramento ever since. Well, ever since they've been there, one good year,
they almost should have went to the finals. The refs cheated against the Lakers in that playoff series. We all know that, but sorry, Spitoli, that's true.
Yeah,
but,
thank you, Joe. Yeah. There you go. Now that's one, Joe. I like. Hey, I want to clear something up because I was listening to. You know what? The hell with it. I'm going to hang them out to dry. I was listening to DRK yesterday, and they were talking about the play-in games, and they didn't really know how it all shook out. So here's the way the play-in game goes. 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right? Everybody thinks 7 plays 10. 7 does not play 10. There's two games that go on at the same time. It'll be 7 versus 8 and then 9 versus 10. So the winner of 7 versus 8, and yes, those would be the theoretical best two teams, the winner of that first game is the 7 seed, okay? And then the loser of the 7-8 plays the winner of 9-10. And then the winner of that game becomes the 8 seed. So if you're 7 or 8, you need to win one game to make it to the postseason. If you're 9 or 10, you need to win two games to make it to the postseason. And, Daryl, you're distracting me a little with your – laughing right now.
No, because what you're doing is great, but it's a little Draymond-esque because those are our guys. But if I were them listening to us now, I'd be like, this mother. He gonna tell you. You could have just said how it played.
I disagree. You know, this is like,
those are our guys.
He didn't single anyone out. He simply this is a classic Roger Federer. It's a backhanded compliment because he was showing you that he was listening. He was listening.
Now, when I come on and say,
well, I don't know what you're talking about, Sonny, because I don't listen to them. Now, that becomes more more negative than his Roger Federer. But to your point, Steiny, it's an elimination game and a safety game, those first two games. The 7-8 game is a safety game. You win and you're safe. And then the winner of the 9-10 plays the loser of the 7-8 in another elimination game, and that happens on both sides. So,
and I'm sorry, you know, I actually meant to hang someone out to dry, and that would be Nash. That would be Nash. So they're butchering it on the air, and I'm in my car, and so I give Nash a call, and he was the board op. No answer, of course, from Nash.
Did you call him?
I did call him. It was just erroneous. It was erroneous. I needed to fix
he was
the erroneousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, "Did you call me, man? Sorry, working the board for DRK." And it's funny, he's telling me he's working the board for DRK. Meanwhile, all I am is hearing him on the air talking, all right? So I just said, "Okay, I'm just trying to help." You know, 7 plays 8 and 9 plays 10, not 7 versus 10. Okay, yeah, I did throw in there a "you're welcome." And then, of course, he says, "Yeah, we finally got it." But they never did mention it on the air. Okay.
God, my heart was in the right place.
Well, his heart was, but his head wasn't, because all you do is talk about 888-957-9570. We all do. And please call us, because that's a direct line to the board op who, or the producer, wait for it, they answer the phone. So for you to go to the personal line instead of 888-957-9570 shows your naivete. So I'm going to say... half blame to Nash, and half blame for you.
Okay, good up, Tech. I always defer to you in terms of radio acumen and expertise. See, I would have thought they're in the middle of a segment on DRK at about 3:20. They get something wrong. Am I really going to call the 888-957-9570, get on the air and be like, "Hey, it's Steiny, you guys..." That's not allowed, is it?
No, you don't have to get on the air. But when they pick it up, it's like, "Look, morons,
it's this, it's that,
okay? Get it right."
Gotcha.
You know, you can Google it, you do your balky, and you hang up. You don't have to go on the air with it. Yeah, you can Google it.
All right, cool.
Because none of us have our personal phones on while we're working, right?
Oh,
hint, hint.
No, not anymore.
Nod, nod.
Uh-oh.
That might be Damon.
Not my phone. My phone's nowhere near me.
Hello.
It's a butt dial.
Yeah, I got it. Hello.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
No, I think it's the wrong number. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. See ya. Yeah, that was weird. There's Robert Ory calling. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Wow.
Again. You know what?
That's our callback number.
On speed dial. If anybody remembers speed dial. Eddie's in San Jose. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, I love the show. I just wanted to talk about Wiseman's hands. You know, I've grown up always hearing you can't teach hands, you either got it or you don't. And, you know, I was a fan of, I'm a Raider fan, and the DHB had never had hands, you know, and I know Festus Azulia had the ping pong paddles for hands. And so I'm wondering if he could, you know, you guys say that he's going to get better with his strength and stronger hands, but... I don't know. I've always heard that it was impossible. So I'll ask you guys, is he going to get better hands?